Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was tense. It was emotional as Democratic lawmakers visited Border Patrol facilities in Texas where migrants are being detained. 21 members of Congress visited Border Patrol stations on Monday to see for themselves just how migrants are living. Among them, Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. Outside the facility in Clint, Texas, protesters shouted at her, one saying, "We don't want Muslims here," as Tlaib vowed to outlove your hate.
I will outwork your hate.
Yes, ma'am.
I will outlove your hate.
Yes, ma'am.
I will always put my country first.
Yes, ma'am.
Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is here with us. Representative, that visit to Texas looked intense.
Yes, it was emotional for me because, you know, as a child of immigrants, as a person that knows, you know, parents will do so much for their children and sacrifice so much. When you're face-to-face for the first time with, you know, a parent that has been separated from their children, it was not only emotional, but it was also devastating that, you know, me as a member of Congress, you know, under the current administration, is, even though I've been voting against any further funding of this, still felt helpless in how do we address this issue. And it was hard. I mean, there was a little boy that kept asking me where his papa was, and there was a grandmother who hasn't seen her child, her grandchild that she came with for 40 days, and she doesn't know what's happening. And a woman who, by chance, did not know she was pregnant until she came to the facility, until they brought her to the camp, and now is having her first child, and she's just hoping that she doesn't continue to stay there and wants to experience, as any other mother does, having her first child, being around loved ones and being around care. And she hasn't even seen an OBGYN.
Congressman, how much access did you have when you got inside?
Oh, let me tell you, they kept saying things like, you can't do this, can't do that. But, you know, we were led by Representative Veronica Escobar, who represents El Paso, and she's gone to the sites. This is the 10th site visit she's done with just members of Congress, but she's gone on her own. And what you should know is, at first, they said you couldn't do this or that, but the horror was, as soon as we got there, one of the Border Patrol officers attempted to take a selfie of one of my colleagues, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I remember banging on the door, "Did you just take a selfie?" She was horrified. She's like, and that's when I think we realized the culture from within, in front of their superior. I mean, we're talking about the high top, the commissioner was there. All these people were there. And you can see that the agents were not happy we were there. I mean, we didn't come blaming them. We understand the system is broken. We understand they've been dealt something that is impossible. It's like, you know, I constantly tell people, you can't sometimes say, okay, it's the system and it must be the agents on the ground. It's the people that are on top, the leadership that decided to have this separation policy.
Did you feel safe inside?
At one point, I want you to know, Cynthia, I didn't. At one point, I didn't until I was able to talk to a couple of the agents that were given us the tour, and then, you know, a couple of times the commissioner who was there in the crowd. But it seemed like they were trying to contain us, but also a lot of the agents, you know, the looks and the stares. And it was hard because within 30 minutes of me walking into the first facility, they call it Station 1, I had just found out about the Facebook page, over 9,500 Border Patrol officers and agents were part of. I mean, we only have 20,000 agents across the country, so half of those are part of some sort of Facebook page where they were threatening or they were basically saying, you know, throw things at us, members of Congress. They were upset that we were coming. So it was very hard because some of the racist and comments that I read from the articles, I mean, that was just right before I walked into this facility, Cynthia. So, you know, my heart was racing. As soon as you walk in, you're completely surrounded by people with weapons. You know, I told one of the agents, I could sense you're angry with me, but I'm not angry with you. You know why? Because I don't expect you to know how to solve this, and it's not your fault that you were dealt with this. Just like, don't blame me. It's like I'm the doctor, and I need to diagnose what is going on and then try to address it. But I can't be asked to go have surgery on someone without having to test it and see get the test results and understand what the actual issue is. But Cynthia, we can't just think about the children anymore, because I met parents like fathers and mothers and grandmother and others that are also being devastated by the separation. Yes, we're watching what has happened to children, and it's so hard. They didn't allow us to talk to some of the ones that didn't have parents with them. They had a glass door. They wouldn't let us see them. I don't know how to tell people how unbelievable it is, because people are saying some hurtful things, but you can tell these are individuals that are not here to hurt us. They're here because they had no other option, and they're here. And I feel like when our own people, our own agents are telling them to drink from toilets when they're thirsty, or that this is better than anything they could ever get in another, but that's not the culture we need to have from within. And that's what's devastating, because you can't continue throwing money at something that is so broken, so deteriorated, that you can't even see the humanity in it anymore. And that is the problem. I mean, I spent all day yesterday with colleagues as we went from one camp to the next. And you can tell by the tents that were outside in every place. Cynthia, I was at a place they had as a facility they could only house. It was never built for this. I mean, it was built as a jail, as a prison system. And they were only built for 106 people. They had, in 2 months ago, they had 700 children in that facility. And I went there and I said to the person giving us the tour, where are they now? No one could answer. And that is also really hard, is in 2 months, you leave 675 children. There's 25 left in this facility. Where did they go? No one knew the answer.
In the time we have left, tell me, what can you do about what you saw?
One, we have to stop the separation policy. It is wrong. It's not working. It's actually not only that, you know, for people that even care about, you know, fiscal issues, and this is actually costing us more, but you're also not understanding that these are agents and others that are there to protect our borders, not to be social workers and healthcare workers and parents. That's not their job, and that's not what they were being equipped for. So let's end the separation policy, period. Two, you gotta understand comprehensive immigration reform is the only answer to this broken immigration system. It is the only answer to provide a legal path, get a path, and understand that not everybody's gonna qualify, but the ones who will, then that is good for all of us when we have a system that is legal and that works. And for God's sakes, follow the asylum legal path now. That's what we have it there for. People are going to the border, and they're saying they're fearful of going back to their country. That is the process that we co-created as a country, and we need to stick to it. If we stick to those three things, and yes, those are hard, but my God, if we can focus and say, got to keep families together, if we can set those values first, then we won't be in such a dire situation where we have people with health care issues, children that are being traumatized. Understand that we are a country that is creating a generation of children that are going to remember the trauma that we created. They're going to remember no amount of apology. Nothing will ever replace what we did to them. And we're going to have to deal with it for the next decade or so of what we've done to these children.
Congresswoman, your Democratic House colleague Norma Torres of California was there on the visits with you, and she spoke on NPR's Morning Edition today, and she called fellow Democrats who supported the recent border funding bill Trump Democrats. Is that a term you'd use to describe them?
I would ask every single one that voted for more money at this, go to the border like I did. Please. You are a legislator, you're a policymaker, but don't make decisions until you see it for yourself. That's all I'm asking my colleagues to do. Many of them are new. Many of them don't understand this like I do. I mean, I grew up in the northern border. I grew up with Border Patrol and ICE agents going through my neighborhood. I know what it feels like to have my community literally militarized and see the broken system and how it hurts my community. But a lot of them don't have those firsthand experiences and don't understand fully what they just did. What they did is throw money at a system that is so broken, so un-American, so wrong for our country. And all I'm asking is for them to go to the border and see it for themselves before they make another decision that to them may have seemed easy path, but there's no no room for us to like take the lazy approach anymore to this issue. These are real people. They're not cattle. These are actual people that we're impacting. These are years and days we cannot get back for these children, nor for their parents and their loved ones.
Has this issue created a split among Democrats in Congress?
There's always been a split when it comes to immigration, education. I've seen it. You know, I served 6 years in the legislature. I've seen it over and over again. The one thing is, I have always maintained hope that there will be opportunities where, especially on this issue, that my colleagues, Democrats or Republicans, if they sometimes see, if they sometimes talk to the right people, the people on the ground that are the nonprofits, the NGOs, others that have to deal, have to address this broken system, that I feel like they will make the best decision. And I've seen people switch from absolutely no way am I going to support, you know, to me in my eyes are more humane policies, until they can see it for themselves, until they see the tears of a grandmother, until they see a father that says, all I want is my son to be an American boy. You know, these are not evil people when you see the human side of it. Then I think it will not be that easy for them to press that yes button anymore.
Do you see any Republicans picking up on what you're saying?
Yes. There is hope that there is the Senator McCain's of the world, others that I know I even worked in the legislature with, that I know if they see what's happening, they see they have no other choice but to stop the separation policy and move towards something, again, that not only fits our values, but just is the right thing to do.
Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan's 13th District, thank you.
Thank you.